And now this is a dictation for Eleanor, E L E A N O R Hagen, H A G E N, January 23, 28, addresses a letter, Christina, K R I S T I N A, Hug, H U G, MP 463-2249. Dear Christina, a follow up for Mrs. Hagen. For elevated calcium, which is chronic, probably from primary hyperparathyroidism, as well as hypertension. Last visit was in January. This was a telemedicine. Bilateral shoulder discomfort, presently on tramadol, intermittently ibuprofen, a higher dose of prednisone for fibromyalgia, restarted on Plaquenil, follows with Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S. Husband unable to help because of dementia. She also has chronic back pain. Has gained few pounds, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Does have lower extremity edema, improved doing salt restriction, takes no diuretics. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, uses a walker, problems of balance. Next paragraph, other medications review. I want to highlight blood pressure, Norvasc, losartan, hydralazine, no diuretics. On diabetes management. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 126.64, weight 193, alert oriented time 3, full sentences, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry from A, normal kidney function, normal electrolyte acid base, elevated calcium 11 with normal albumin, liver function test not elevated, sedimentation rate normal, anemia 12.6. Normal white blood cell platelets, no activity in the urine for blood or protein. She has elevated PTH, 68, supposed to be 25 or less given the high calcium. There is evidence also of hyperthyroidism based on suppressed TSH and high total T4, although this was not free T4. She is known to have multinodular goiter. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hypercalcemia with elevated PTH, likely primary hyperparathyroidism. We have not been able to localize an adenoma on a nuclear medicine scan. Another factor is the hyperthyroidism, which also can cause elevated calcium. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, multinodular goiter with hyperthyroidism. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, diabetes, no proteinuria on treatment. Next paragraph, anxiety, depression, fibromyalgia on treatment. Back on Plaquenil, a higher dose of prednisone. She has severe shoulder arthritis, among other places. She asked if she can try a little bit higher dose of ibuprofen-like medications. I will compromise to allow her to use few days a week, as little as possible, and watch blood pressure, concerned about the high prednisone, risk for gastrointestinal bleeding. Probably Celebrex will be more appropriate, a low dose, 100 milligrams, 3-4 days a week. At this moment, there is no plans for immediate intervention in relation to calcium and PTH. Please assess further for treatment of the hyperthyroidism, which might be contributing to elevated calcium. All issues discussed with the patient, enter dictation.